For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Taxes was taxing. Now taxes is relaxing when you file for free.
I can file for free? TurboTax Free Edition. Roughly 37% of filers qualify. Simple form 1040 returns only. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free. I can file for free.
Now this is taxes. File for free with TurboTax Free Edition and get your maximum refund. No schedules except for earned income tax credit, child tax credit, and student loan interest. See if you qualify at TurboTax.com/free.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful. It is February 12th, 2025. Jimmy Van not here. Inclement weather. One of the first times I've ever had inclement weather prevent somebody from a podcast. But if it's anybody, it's Jimmy. He's got other responsibilities. Okay. Lay off. So now we're doing the What's Up You Guys podcast. I accidentally titled it the What Do You Guys Want to Talk About podcast. Because, like, that's what I used to call it back in the day because of the Cody promo after we had reported about his contract status. But then he started to do his own show, and he called it that. And I was like, well, I need to change the name of my show because obviously that's his if he wants it. But, yeah, and we settled on this one. Oh, man. Just got, just got a bit of news. Apparently Josh Matthews is gone from TNA. Wow. Wow. I mean, I don't know where to begin on that one. You know what? Here's what we're going to do. We got super chats. We got humper chats. We encourage you guys to send them in, get your questions or statements on the air. Our great moderator, Luis, is here to collect them. I am going to run our stiffest, most solid ad read while I type this up very, very briefly. My God. You dealing with a nosy mailman all up in your business about what you're ordering, what you're getting? Well, don't worry about it with BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. It ships discreetly. Discreetly. Fortunately for you, because the mailman's going to want to know what's going on. He's going to be delivering that mail to your house. He's going to hear all these sounds. He's going to be like, what's going on there? Well, I don't know, because this package doesn't say anything. But I have a feeling the package in there is saying something. And it will be, because of BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Helps get you that main event performance and confidence. And you get your first shipment free when you go to BlueChew.com and use the code Fightful. Like I said, same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but much more affordable and in a chewable. Take their online quiz, and then when approved, it ships straight to your door. My gosh. BlueChew.com and the code Fightful. Mind your own business, mailman.
Yeah, I'm told that a lot of people are going to be on some new roles in TNA wrestling. So get those super chats, get those humper chats in. We would greatly appreciate it. I also wouldn't mind if you all would head over to my Twitter right now. There's a little stream going right now. And if you all retweeted that, that would mean an awful lot to me right now. Man, yeah, it's just a shocking one to get notice from. And you guys, like, very rarely does it happen, like, as I'm going on the air. But by God, let's get to some of these questions and statements. Sean, do you think Jimmy watches In the Weeds? No, I don't. I don't even watch In the Weeds, and I'm on it a lot. I want to say this. I don't always watch In the Weeds. The occasion of which I am up when those shows are going on and I'm not getting ready for my day, I watch it and I very much enjoy it. It's a very good show. In the Weeds is phenomenal. Phenomenal. Jimmy doesn't watch it. David Camp says the G in IWGP stands for Goto. Oh boy, was I happy to see this. The Osaka show is like, it felt so new and different and fresh and like a change was happening. And we're going to have some more on Fightful Select maybe today or tomorrow about New Japan and some of that. But yeah, Goto was one of my favorites as I started to cover New Japan, like I want to say 10-ish years ago, maybe a little bit more. When I was at Wrestling Inc., there was a guy named Mark Middleton, and he had sort of like a monopoly on the WWE news. So I was like, okay, I'll cover TNA. I'll cover Ring of Honor. I'll cover New Japan. I will familiarize myself with this as much as possible and give it coverage. And I'm sure New Japan and ROH and all these places would be happy to establish contact with me to get coverage. And it worked pretty well. And Goto was actually one of my favorites back then. Like I thought he was pretty innovative with his moves and all that stuff. And I just enjoyed the work and was very happy to see how that unfolded. To see that he became champion. It's so funny. I saw a tweet that said main event Jey Uso sounds an awful lot like Hiroki Goto winning the IWGP title. And it was from 2023. It's like, well then. Any update on Backlash location? No, but if I were WWE, I'd put it in Mexico City. You think we see Jordan Grace on Saturday? I will be at the show. So the show's in DC. I will say this. Jordan Grace, they've had her, quote, relocate to Orlando. She got a place down there from what people in WWE told me. And she's got a main roster deal, so they don't think that she'll be around, like, really long. But, like, there were people I was talking to that were surprised she wasn't on the shows the week after the Rumble or this week. So I would say that this upcoming weekend or next week, if you ain't got something figured out for her at this point, what are you doing? Like get her in the fold, especially if she's going to be in NXT. Ricardo says, Sean, hope you and yours are doing well, bub. We're doing good. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. ABL says, now that the Young Bucks lost the IWGP tag titles, did they join Kenny and Ospreay against the Don Callis family? Also, Jeff Cobb leaving New Japan. So, Jeff Cobb looking like he's leaving New Japan flew a little bit under the radar. I saw a couple people talking about it, and Kate hit me up and said, hey, did you see this? And I did. Like, I know that at one point AEW had some interest in him, and they brought him in a couple different times. WWE had had interest in the past as well. At this stage, I don't know what options are out there for him. It's hard for me to believe TNA wouldn't be interested. If I were WWE, I'd be interested in bringing him into NXT as like a peripheral name who, you know, can do some things and all that. I don't see Triple H necessarily being like, yeah, we got to have that guy. He's 42. But I mean, he's very good in the ring, obviously. But I've never heard that Triple H specifically had an affinity for him or anything. As far as the Young Bucks, yeah, it make a lot of sense to bring them in now. And first off, bring them back with this tag division looking like it looks. This tag division is looking really hot right now. And it needed to, absolutely needed to. Trios division starting to pick up a little bit. You got to consistently book these divisions, and the Young Bucks are an important part of those divisions. Ish says, Sean wanted to ask, what is WWE's philosophy to other styles of pro wrestling like Lucha Libre? Why don't they embrace it until it's convenient for them? Also, $10 to support. Well, first off, thank you. But they are going to embrace the style of which they developed, cultivated, helped make popular and all that. If whenever it's convenient for them, I think is honestly the best approach for them, because you can't necessarily go away with what brought you to the dance. And Lucha Libre did not bring WWE to the dance. There are several phenomenal Lucha Libre performers who have helped WWE become what it is today, but by and large, their audience expects something different And if you listen to the online discourse, like if it happens outside of WWE, there are a lot of people that act like it's the wrong way to do things. And that's just not true. There's just a variety of ways to do things. Pro wrestling is a movie. It's a TV show. Beverly Hills Cop is not going to be the same as The Departed. Moneyball is not going to be the same as Crank 2, High Voltage. Doesn't mean that any of them are bad movies, but they might be a bad movie to somebody else. Like somebody who watches The Pianist and then goes and watches Death Race, they might have a little bit of a different taste in movies, or they might like both of them. They might have their visions expanded. And in wrestling, it's very similar. There are styles, tendencies, like in-ring performances that a lot of people are on board with, and there's ones that people just aren't. I hope that explained as best I could. Do you know if WWE and AAA are going to start working together? I would if I were WWE and AAA, but I haven't heard that. I know that there was the Chad Gable rumors that I hadn't heard anything about. Like I was always under the impression that they would keep whatever they were doing with that in-house to some degree. But that's again, my impression. I think it should be a lot like Alex Shelley teaching Kevin Nash how to do X Division stuff. Hoping for Jeff Cobb and DPW sometime soon. That wouldn't surprise me one bit, Richie. DPW is really good. If you guys haven't ever checked it out, you all should probably check it out. It's very, very good. Sauron says, what's the one thing AEW does better than WWE and vice versa? Hope you're doing well. Lots of respect for you and the team. Lots of love to all. I think WWE builds anticipation for anticipation more. And I'll give you a good example. Every Royal Rumble, people go face-to-face in the ring and you go, ooh, look at that. Wow, look at that. I don't want to say they pace pay-per-views better, but I like the 6-7 match method a lot more than the 13-14 match method. A thing that AEW does way, way better is they develop underneath contenders for the women way, way better. Like on WWE, it's kind of just like, hey, I'm declaring for this title. That happened with Harley Cameron, but then there was a complete story surrounding that. And I think that they've done that, honestly, the last year or so, a lot better. What's going on with David Finley? I've heard they're still talking. I haven't heard anything up to date on that. That's actually a story I've been working on for Fightful Select, is the element of the New Japan deals, but I haven't heard that he's done or anything like that as of yet. I know he was supposed to take some time off anyway. Actually, I want to read this one because it's related. There you go. Luis says David Finley was announced for the New Japan Cup starting March 7th. I have not watched that show in totality as of yet. The announcements, I skipped through and watched the matches, but not the announcements and all that stuff. Danny Quang says, any potential movement on Kevin Knight? Think he'd be a great addition to the Hurt Syndicate. There were certainly people in AEW who thought that as well. I think Kevin Knight should absolutely be courted by NXT, AEW. TNA has already used him, and they're interested in him. But he would fit really, really well. I think that he would go, and he's a talent that has national television experience. He's 28 years old, 6 feet tall, about 190, 200 pounds, working in the center nonstop would be great. Lives in Atlanta, has a great look, performs well, is in shape, has already great training, has competed at a high level, has worked with like Kushida a bunch, has worked on TNA. So like, I think that he's tailor-made to come into NXT. He would have been a great black and gold guy, in my opinion. So much crap and rumors. Thought to ask, any update on Bo Dallas Wyatt 6? They were sidelined for like injury or medical reasons. I don't know which it was, but that's why they've been out of action, is injury related stuff or sideline or medical related stuff. Again, I don't want to speak to say he's hurt, sick, anything, because I don't know. I don't have that information. But definitely a loss in momentum since they came in, which is very frustrating because they came in with such buzz and it's just been not much of anything. I mean, how many matches has he had so far? Not a lot since he came back. And when did they come back? Maybe Luis can help me out. He's had two matches since he came back. Yikes. Meet Norma says, happy hump day. Need a meet update. Let's crank. Camille, she's healthy, good to go. Keith Lee, he was not backstage at whatever Dynamite people claimed. He was backstage at the Texas one. Wardlow, he's been injured. Big Bronson Reed, he's still injured. At the time that he did the video for us for the awards, he was still on his scooter. Like, you could see it in the bottom corner of the video, him on his scooter. KE775 says, normally WWE does cuts post-Mania. Have you heard about their thinking with these cuts, just changing up timing or direction from above them? Well, I don't know if they ever have like necessarily a set schedule for when they're going to do releases. But I haven't heard anything about like what went into making these calls then. I know that they didn't want to do them like around Christmas this year. They waited a while for that. You know, whether that softens the blow or not, who knows. But I've not heard anything about, well, this is why they're doing it like this. Outside of AJ, any other big contracts coming up? So I don't promote this a lot, but over on Fightful, which we're about to have, we're about to completely reinvigorate the site. Go to the wrestling tab, and we've got news, exclusive results, event resources. If you click on resources, we've got injury reports, rosters, contract expiration dates, viewership numbers, ID talent that are signed, all kinds of cool stuff like that. So we're going to go over to the contract expiration dates. There are none in WWE listed as up this year. Dragon Lee, Miz through this year. In AEW, Jim Ross is up in March. Danhausen's up in spring and summer. Ray Phoenix up in the summer. You got 2.0 that are up in like August. Saraya later this year. Renee Paquette in the fall. And then Chris Jericho at the end of the year. Josh Alexander this week. Killer Kelly in August or so. The Hardys in November. Joe Hendry through the end of the year, I believe. So there are some, and there's some more that I'm working on nailing down and all that. Shotgun Sean says, what did the locker room think of Charlotte Flair? Any bad feelings due to how strongly she's pushed or she really liked? I've never heard any like hate or resentment. Honestly, people in WWE have pretty high morale as it relates to that type of stuff. I'm sure there are some people that wish that they got the same push that Charlotte Flair does. And of course, some of it was, and I want to say was, tied to Ric Flair being her father. But I mean, we got to be kidding ourselves to act like she is not a phenomenal performer. Like, she is an incredible performer. Look at the shape she shows up in all the time. That woman always looks like a star. She always, I don't want to say always, nobody always has great matches, but she delivers on a main event in ring level. She gets heat. Her promo that she cut, where she's like, people are always worried about what I look like, my face, yada, yada. And then the comments completely reinforce what she believed. Everybody's like, she got plastic surgery. She barely looks like, who gives a shit? Who gives a shit? It's her life. Her life, man. Nobody's sitting there finger wagging you about what you did on your Tuesday afternoon. She wants to do that? Let her do that. Who gives a damn? Can she wrestle? Can she talk? Can she get heat? Yes, she can do all those things. Sorry, I know I went on a rant there, but I just haven't heard that. Haven't heard that. I'm maybe there are some people out there that are a little bit frustrated, but man, she's really good. Are WWE ID talent allowed to sign somewhere else? Yes, but WWE has right of first refusal on that. So if AEW comes along and offers, say, Kylie Rae a deal or TNA, and she goes to take it, they can match that deal and sign her. Cody Springer says, I heard WWE is reconsidering Drew's Mania opponent. Who do you think they will go with? I think they will go with Damian Priest. I think that's the way it will go. But this day and age, there is always fluidity and discussions about what the best WrestleMania program will be. It is 2.5 months away from WrestleMania still. So they're always talking about it, but the plan has been Damian Priest. And I did see that report. I asked about it, and they're like, well, obviously we're talking about it because, like, we've changed Punk's opponent like 4 times. And then if The Rock comes back, it's going to change again. Amir says WrestleMania week shows announced. However, Hall of Fame didn't get announced. Do you have any update? No, I don't. They'll roll out the Hall of Fame wrestler announcements in the weeks prior. It makes me wonder, are they going to do something different, special for that? Like maybe something with WWE World? I think that would be a much better way to go about it. The Hall of Fame was just something they did as like a private event. Then they were like, oh, people are interested in this. Let's broadcast it. Then they made it its whole own thing. People just stopped going, caring. And they started to do it after SmackDown. Just isn't working. So I think WWE World would be great. I think that would be really cool. Will WWE not waive that 90-day clause for TNA? That's an interesting question. That's something I'm going to dig into. That is an interesting question. I mean, I think that should be something that they do allow. If you've got this partnership, allow them to still get their 90 days, but allow them to work for TNA. We have 2 chamber matches. You've heard of any other matches that will be added to the event? No, I saw a lot of people suggesting like the Creeds and War Raiders. But I think you need a world title match there too in some capacity. It's just like I think Rhea and Io would have worked really well there. And I know you want to promote stuff for Raw, but like you can't necessarily do Gunther in a title match now because the match is already set for Mania. Cody's top contendership is on the line at Elimination Chamber. You could have Tiffany defend. That would be good. Have her defend against somebody. But it seems like she's going to be defending a lot on SmackDown, at least just based on my perception. Get those super chats. Get those humper chats in. Hey, please leave a thumbs up on this video. It would mean an awful lot if you guys did that. It lets YouTube know that you care about us and that you like what we're doing. Also, you all showed out in the comment section on Monday for the Raw show. Please keep that up. Come in, share your thoughts, and I will get back to you in the comments. Trying to do that a lot more. Just Mask says, welcome to NXT Sticky Ricky. And then ABL says, is Ricky Starks changing his name? Yesterday they didn't mention him on the show. Malachi and Miro can appear in the next program if they make a deal. Or can they? So first off, I'll address that and Swaron saying, is WWE considering changing the name for Ricky Starks? Here is what I know about that. It was not an accident that they didn't mention his name. That's why he said, you know who I am. That's why commentary said, well, we do know who he is. They were chanting his name. They didn't need to say his name. AEW does not have ownership of the name. It's a trademark of Ricky Starks. This deal came together lightning fast. Like, for whatever WWE did with Penta and Phoenix, they didn't do with Ricky Starks. From what I understood, there was not, like, any, like, underground reaching out to, like, this man, sincerely, as of the GCW thing, had no idea if WWE was interested in him. And of course they were. Why wouldn't they be? But that was a mess that I don't think WWE was willing to get into. But as soon as he was available, that changed. They got him there. It's not a tough trip for him. I think he's in like Atlanta or something. Don't know if he's got a main roster deal or an NXT deal. Jordan Grace has a main roster deal. But Ricky Starks has ownership of the name. WWE operates on a lot of times what are called like sync deals. And by that, I mean S-Y-N-C, not like kitchen sink deals. And what you will see is those sort of go parallel to one another to where they can utilize, market, merchandise the name. AJ Styles. AJ Styles even said the logo is his, not mine, his. He just allows the company that he's working for to use it. But I mean, like one day, I believe that's Kate here in the chat. I believe that's Kate. Did WWE rush to sign Starks as a wrestler to appear at NXT? That they probably iron out the licensing and trademark at a later use. That is almost exactly what happened. Like they were trying to get that deal done and make it happen. And yes, Miro and Malakai are available now. If they want to get Miro and Malakai and run a special Rusev, well, they could run Miro, it's his real name, but run an Aleister Black versus Miro Rusev match on WWE.com right now, they could. Like, there's nothing keeping them from it. Miro was flying back from overseas on Monday when the word of the release happened, though. So, any news on where Jack Perry has been? Seemed like he was supposed to be Kenny's return feud, but that seemed to be scrapped or put on hold. He was in consideration for Kenny's return feud, and it was scrapped and changed, and they went a different direction. But I don't think that the TNT... I want to say this. The Daniel Garcia... Jack Perry stuff, I really loved, like stealing the bus or whatever it was. He goes over to New Japan. He has his little run, but he's been gone for 2 months, man. Can't believe that. Like, I thought at the time showing the Punk footage was, yeah, fine. It's a stunt. It was a publicity stunt for sure. But I was like, okay, well, this will launch him into some heat. Now, I think when he comes back, he'll find a way to get some heat. I don't know when they run Chicago next, but that's when I would come back. That's when I would bring him back. But I haven't heard anything about him lately, but he was planned for that Omega stuff. Mike Straw. I want to shout out Mike Straw here. He'll get one in here. He does the editing on our new info docs. So we got a TNA one coming out soon. We had history of tribute to the troops with some of the tragedies involved there as well. And the New Japan exodus to WWE. If you guys have not checked these out, they're on our videos tab on youtube.com/Fightful. We're calling them Fightful Presents. It's just been us trying to get into this space. He's doing a great job on these. But can wrestlers get out of the 90-day clause? Well, usually they sign their deals with that being a possibility. There have been some that have gotten out early. There's some that have fought it. The thing is, it usually takes longer than 90 days to fight it. So there's no big reason. Ricky did feel like Scott did when he came to WCW. What do you mean, Will? Scott who? I'm interested in what you mean by that one. Any truth on Chris Jericho saying some main event talent are making 35 to 40 million per year? Where did he say that? No. Absolutely not. I've never heard anything like that. 40 million? What? I got to look this up. Top stars in WWE earning about $30 to $40 million a year. I thought maybe he misspoke. Not all of them, but a few 15, 20 million. I could believe 10 to 15. 40 million? 40 million? Like maybe The Rock for his movies. Listen, by all means, if Jericho wants to reach out to me to clarify this, damn. Will said, oh, okay, probably Scott Hall is what he meant by Ricky Starks. Yeah, I mean, Scott Hall had a much more established run in WWE than Ricky Starks did in AEW. So, and Scott Hall was fresh off of WWE TV as well. Like, way different. Way different. Check out Nord. There's no sponsor that I use more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Man, this is like the Swiss Army knife, the multi-tool of applications. It does a little bit of everything. You always get a great deal at NordVPN.com/Fightful. You can listen to your favorites abroad. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourself on public Wi-Fi, and it works on all your devices and operating systems. It doesn't end there. Change your virtual location and then get pay-per-views at a much more affordable price, TV services at a much more affordable price. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, threat protections, and on top of that, 24/7 tech support. So if for some reason you don't know exactly how it works, NordVPN.com/Fightful will help you learn how to do it. Check it out, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
Still reeling from that Josh Matthews news, guys. He's been there for 10 years. 10 years. Yeah, so told the might be a new TNA president as well. Man, just lots going on there. Lots going on there. Get your super chats in. Get your humper chats in. Ish says he said it on CVV. Listen, I'm not calling the man a liar. I've just never heard anything remotely similar to that. Like, I have never heard of anybody in pro wrestling ever with a downside guarantee that even hit 10 million. Now, maybe this, I don't know about that, but whew. Could Jack Perry be the new Don Callis family member they were teasing on Collision a few weeks ago? Or is that always going to be Mark Davis? It was hinted to be Mark Davis. And I love Mark Davis. It's just the way that they built that and the way that Don Callis announced it was very anticlimactic for me. He goes, and this man is Mark Davis. And we're like, oh, okay. And then he runs down and he goes, a man that you know very well, the Osprey Killer. He is Mark Davis. I'm like, oh, okay. WWE needs to bring back the GOAT Alistair theme. It was so good. Oh my God, that theme kicks ass. I've still got it on my phone. In the update on Eddie Kingston, hoping he comes out after the Mox and Cope match at Revolution to save the Death Rider storyline. He seems like a natural to fit in that storyline. That knee injury he had was very rough. Very rough. He tore his ACL and meniscus and broke his leg. And that was in July. He had that surgery in July. So July, August. 7.5 months is very bold. Very bold. If those injuries are seriously what happened, I wouldn't expect him back until like Double or Nothing time, maybe around there. He did appear in a video with Cesar Bononi and had a big beard and looked like he had been working out and getting in better shape. Kylie says, any updates on Speedball? Pretty sure you said he was signed to AEW. Thanks for all you do, Sean. He was expected to sign with AEW. When he left TNA in October, I don't know how or why these deals work like they do with TNA, but he had reached the end of his dates with TNA in October, but couldn't sign anywhere until January. But also, they didn't prevent him from talking to anybody else, so he had already hammered out a deal with AEW and was expected to go there.
I don't know why he hasn't shown up yet, but he is expected to be in AEW. Meet Normus says, I'm 45 months on Select, so most of my questions are already answered. However, why isn't Danhausen on TV? Is there a GoFundMe for his blimp? That man doesn't need a GoFundMe. I was at Toy HQ, Toy Vomit, here in Lexington on Sunday. Went and said hi to him. Had a line out the door, up the block, past the Ross Dress for Less store. He's doing fine, guys. As far as why he's not on TV, I don't know. I know he wanted to be on TV. They had said that... I know that they had said that he would be on TV and then just hasn't been. But, like, why is he not there doing something? Cameos, anything? Why is he not the R-Truth of AEW? Why? People asking questions through here. Send in a super chat or a humper chat. We will get those answered for you. What would your NXT name be, SRS? All love and thanks for all the work you and your team do. Oh, God. I like to keep it so simple. But, man. Mother's maiden name, Riley. And then it'd have to have some weird-ass last name, right? Like, it'd be something completely stupid with a Z in it and, like, three Ys. Riley Zinlin. Rock Hard Eric Shins. There we go. Who has ultimately seen his last opponent? Got to be Randy, surely. I want it to be one of two things. Exactly who he wants or somebody who can really benefit from it. Needs to be that. With a plan. With a plan. Do you think WBD calls TK and asks why all these talents are tripping over themselves to leave AEW? At least Triple H has to answer to TKO. Tony is lost. I mean, listen, they've been putting on some decent shows. Like, lost? I don't know. Do you want to keep Ricky Starks? Ideally. He says Justin Micucci. Oh, shout out to our dude, Justin Micucci. Yeah, Riley Bingle. WBD has also witnessed a bunch of talent tripping all over themselves to leave WBD for AEW. So, I mean, they see both sides of it. They saw Adam Cole and Bryan Danielson and all these people just leave and go over there. Like, Amir, any update on Randy Orton? Told me it was a bad idea to watch The Marine 2 when I posted that the other day. Other than that, I don't know what's going on with him. Hard for me to believe he doesn't have a legit injury, but I don't know that for sure. But, like, at this stage, like, it really seems like they had written him off for a while. Or maybe they had, and again, it's speculation, maybe they had like a specific amount of dates for him. I know I wouldn't have used him on a bunch of house shows, that's for sure, which they don't have to worry about much anymore. But if I were them, I would also probably put him on the European tour. Ricky Maivia or Rocky Rhodes for Starks. Somebody, Kentucky. There you go. That'd be my WOW Women of Wrestling name. Somebody on the show last night said Starks Richardson, which is funny. Van Twinblade says, I know it's late, but with Shaza's visa not being renewed, are you guys going to do one final match before she leaves next year? I would consider teaming with her. I got to be real, guys. Like, physically, I'm in terrible, like, rough shape. Like, I should not have done the Effie match at all. Like, I tore my meniscus in a match last April. It was the Battle Royal. I think I've told the story on the show before, and it's not healing the right way. I've done rehab and everything, and it ain't going good. Hopefully I don't have to have surgery on that, but not feeling wonderful. Miguel says, you think if Roxanne loses the qualifying match, she'll attack Bayley before the chamber, and they'll slot Io Sky in it to win, regardless of title shot? No. I don't think Io Sky is going to be in the chamber in any capacity, in any way. They set that up for the Raw after. Now, maybe she could end up in the title match at WrestleMania. Like if some shenanigans go on there. But otherwise, no, I don't think so. WrestleBuzz says, anything further on the Elijah not being with AEW ROH, but having a promo made, essentially joining the Righteous? I can't speak to that at all, other than he is not signed. He is absolutely not signed. Mod Revolve says that Speedball's having visa issues. Hopefully that gets rectified. But with Elijah, like, listen, I spoke to people close to him. I spoke to people in TNA. He is not signed because TNA is looking to use him. Now, they aren't using the Righteous because the Righteous are signed. But that's it. The report was wrong. I understand, just assuming that he would be under AEW ROH contract, but I keep saying, like, you're not allowed to assume in this line of work. A big part of my job is asking very important people very stupid questions. Katem says, Sean, first time listening live since it's 5 a.m. here. About to get on a plane to visit my friends in Brisbane. See my first wrestling show ever at Grand Slam. I know it's had its issues, but excited for the show. Much love from Australia. Yeah, I think that the rollout, execution, promotion, planning, all that stuff of this show is not good. Not good. That being said, I think the actual show will be good. But this has to be a hard lesson for AEW to learn. Like, this has to be a thing that they look at and they go, we got to plan this stuff better. We got to make sure that we've got this nailed down. Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. But we are going to provide you with that solution via Hims.com/Fightful. Hims provides you with convenient and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that all work from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little to 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor's visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment was sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatment to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back, too, with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Fightful. That's Hims.com/Fightful for your personalized hair loss treatment options. Hims.com/Fightful. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
We got to make sure that we come in with a real plan. And Honkin' Amazing says, Grand Slam seems like a troubled show from a promotional standpoint. What can you tell us about it? Card looks pretty good. Pretty well that. Like, I think that they misunderstood their audience there or overestimated their audience there. I feel really bummed out that that happened that way. And like, it happens with other companies as well. Like WWE in India, they thought they could put the title on Jinder, do a bunch of TV, and then hit enormous in India and then sell out some big live events, and they had to cancel one. So I think that this is a thing that they didn't anticipate. They started their pushes for their Australian talent way too late. Way too late. But like, look, TNA's going through it too. Like, I'll give you a good example. Let's see here. How's that UBS Arena show doing with TNA? TNA Slammiversary. Right now, they announced UBS, and it has sold 2,000 tickets for Slammiversary. Now, 5 months away from the show, but they did this giant, 13, 14, 15,000 seat venue for their pay-per-view and have moved 2,000 tickets, have 4,000 set up. Now, if something crazy happens, they announce some big WWE names, they're going to move some tickets. But to me, I'm like, well, why did they run there specifically? And AEW was having those issues as well. But like, that was common for AEW TV. That was pretty standard. But this one was a little puzzling. Cadillac Carson says, maybe Ezekiel's with ROH AEW. I forever want Elias to come into a Royal Rumble at like 2 or 3 and get attacked and really, really taken out. And then later on in that rumble, then Ezekiel comes out. Any news on Tyler Bate? No, he has been at the Performance Center. They believe he is working towards recovery. That's about it. Working towards recovery at the PC. Besides Roxanne, have you heard any more call-ups? There will be more coming. Roxanne is the one that I was told to prepare for, and she's effectively called up at this point. At this stage, and I've been saying this forever, like, why is JC Jane not on the main roster? JC Jane has been in NXT like forever now. And when she was with Toxic Attraction and she was up there, I had people in NXT that were like, oh no, she's good. Like, she's doing really, really good and like got understood the cameras, all that stuff. But God, man, she's been in NXT for over 4 years at this point. I remember she was in the Battle Royal years and years ago and then didn't pop up on TV again until 2021. But bring her up. Terry Allen Jr. says the Acclaimed separation hasn't been recapped. They need to highlight that on tonight's Dynamite because Max Caster is going to be on Dynamite tonight. But I think that they did really good with that. I think Max Caster is way better off now. Anthony Bowens is going to be better off as well. Songs for You says, are you a goody goober, Sean? I don't know what that means. Also, I feel like we may have read this one, but Luis, please check on that. I saw Jermaine Pratt requested a trade. I mean, listen. Jermaine Pratt wasn't going to be on that team next year. So there you go. I mean, I don't hate it. Jermaine Pratt, did well for the Bengals. He's 28 years old. Had a couple of good picks last year, but Njong Mehta came along last year. Pratt costs a little bit. Like, if you can get a sixth or a seventh for Jermaine Pratt, that'd be great. Also, Songs for You says, love your work. Keep up the great work. Well, thank you. If you want to see more of my work, FightfulSelect.com. It is the best $6 a month in the business or $64 a year in the business. And I do Q&As over here on Fightful Select Weekly. Ryan says, Sean, with WWE not saying Ricky Stark's name, is it possible that due to it happening so quickly, they haven't had the chance to trademark to use it? Wouldn't make sense to change his name when others who have debuted haven't. So this is something that I mentioned earlier, but I will highlight it again. A lot of times WWE work on what are called sync deals, S-Y-N-C. And talent like Jordan Grace, AJ Styles, they can utilize their names and then WWE can merchandise them, license them, all that good stuff. And then utilize those trademarks. Now, this deal came together very, very quickly, so it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't have that in place as of yet. However, I don't know if Ricky Starks is his shoot name as well. If it isn't, then his shoot name isn't out there. You could just call him that. That's just his name. I don't think you have to have that trademarked. However, if you do that, you're pretty much establishing that he is Ricky Starks. That will be his name. But like, everybody knows him as that. What's the harm in calling him that? It was not an accident that they didn't call him that, though. I don't know if that's specifically because of this sync deal or them getting the deal done or anything like that, but it's not an accident that they didn't do that. Songs for You says, shoot, I'm so sorry. I meant to say Goofy Goober. I was trying to reference the SpongeBob movie. Sorry for my blunder. I need to watch the SpongeBob movie. I need to watch SpongeBob movie. SpongeBob was goated. Any updates on AEW coming to Prime? Would love to be able to have easier access to the library in the UK. AEW Plus with Triller. Have not heard about AEW coming to Prime outside of possibly selling the pay-per-views. Lots of Goofy Goobers in the chats. How aware are Tony Khan and John Moxley of the negative feelings and fans towards the Death Riders John Moxley run? Are they concerned or not? They're aware of the criticisms. They are definitely aware of the criticisms and have been for a while. They were aware of the world assuming that Darby was going to win the title upon returning and said, that's not necessarily in stone, not necessarily what's happening either. Like that was discussed backstage. It was absolutely discussed. But they're aware, but of late, I'll say this, Death Riders have started to win a few people over, and that's not something that's easy to do. But it's been pretty good of late. I got to say, they've corrected course a little bit on that. Cool Fool says, update on Britt Baker. She must be making bank, collecting checks from AEW and working as a dentist. I don't know if she's actively practicing as a dentist like right now in this moment. Again, I don't want to speak for her. I just don't know. I haven't heard of that lately. But Britt is, she was taking some time off and was out at some, I know she's got she'll be at the Cobra Kai premiere because she's in that. She'll be doing some promotion for that. She was at an EA thing recently, but haven't heard about why she hasn't been used. And again, everybody's got their own stuff that they deal with. There could be more than meets the eye in that sense. She's promoting DraftKings and stuff like that, making that money outside of AEW if AEW's not booking her. Or she's unavailable. Thoughts on the NL Central this year? It's almost March. I am very happy with the way that the Cincinnati Reds have constructed their pitching staff, or the starting staff rather. They've got an awful lot of depth. They've got some fail safes there, like bringing in Wade Miley on a minor league deal. I liked the reliever that they brought in the other day, Stamont, I believe it was. Stamont. Whether or not the bullpen holds up, that will be interesting. That will be something to look for. They are the kings of getting people with like a 305, 310 OBP. I do not understand the value of trading Jonathan India. I think that will hurt them. I don't think that will go well for them. I can't speak to anything else in the NL Central. I'm more of a football guy these days. Guys, last call for Super Chats and Humper Chats. We would greatly appreciate you guys sending them in. Jay Holler. Again, Jay Holler, I am so sorry that it's taken us a while to get to your Super Chat. I did see you in the chat. And I also see that you sent yours quite a while ago. Sean, after AEW's recent string of good shows, is there anything different in the way they put those shows on that caused them to click more? Some people will point to Tony Khan claiming backstage he was more in the weeds. Now, that means something way different in wrestling than it does in like the restaurant industry, I've learned, of which people say, yeah, I'm in the weeds as in overwhelmed. But that means like creatively like involved to a heavy degree. I think that listening to your audience's concerns is very, very important. When they want less Jericho, when they want less older guys that have already had plenty of a run, that doesn't include like the Hurt Syndicate, people are liking them, then put that in a feud where it makes sense. Jericho is effectively involved in the trios division right now. And I think that's a good place for him right now. And that's not me burying Chris Jericho, but like he's had his top run. And then another one, another one, another one, another one. And he's so good at reinventing himself, but now people are just like, ah, man, okay. I know he says he doesn't want to do a retirement tour, but I think he would be really, really great. You got to listen to your audience about stuff like that. He can add value to Collision. There's not a ton of value at this stage he can add to Dynamite. Maybe at some point. But I think that listening to your audience specifically and going with what's hot and what people react to works really well. People are reacting to Hobbs. And then what happened? They put him on the show and he did really well. Heavy Metal Chris says, ideally, what would you like to see Tom Pistock do? Would love to see him go to Japan and become a monster, like how Giant Bernard became huge for a while. Well, New Japan has been interested in him. He met with somebody from New Japan in December, I believe. He had met with somebody from there then. I think it was probably Rocky that he met with as well. But he was also backstage at AEW World's End. He's free to do what he wants now. I love him doing Bloodsport. Love that. The absolute right move doing Bloodsport, because a lot of people don't know that he's got those hands. A lot of people don't know that he's got that grappling background. So I think that's good. TNA is too closely tied to WWE right now. I would imagine MLW will try to book him as well. He'll have a nice run there, I bet. But if I were New Japan, I'd be trying to get Tom Pistock. Great guy. Just a friggin' great guy, by the way. One of my favorite people to interview. What does AEW think about the disparity online on bad faith grifting? Case in point, you had a comment about AEW talent leaving. Both companies released people who they weren't using, but you wouldn't know by how it's being reported on Twitter and YouTube. I will say this. The upside associated with Ricky Starks, Miro, and Malakai Black, I think far exceeded the upside of the WWE releases. AOP could be debated in some sense. However, a couple of those didn't make it easy to be utilized. AEW has always kind of seen the disparity in that. That's why Tony Khan mentioned like the bot accounts and stuff like that. But hating on AEW is like of the cool thing, right? Like, you're not going to see a bunch of, like, these days, Instagram hate accounts pointing out everything that WWE does wrong. You might see a few, but there are definitely a lot of people that make their bad faith grifting on that for AEW. And to me, I think it's bitchless behavior. I think it is the most non-butt-getting behavior I have ever seen in my life. Like, to hate watch stuff and to just ridicule it. Like, it's not in, and it's not out of love, like Botchamania and stuff like that. Ugh. It's just so weird. It's so fucking dorky, man. It would be dorky if people did it to WWE or TNA or New Japan or anywhere. It's so geeky. Vicky, our good friend, says, SRS, I'd like to know what advice you might give to TK to address issues AEW has talent-wise right now. Curious. The same advice I had looked to give a long time ago. They've implemented some of it. Go to nicer or smaller, more intimate venues that look different. You need better communication in the company. Now, I can't speak to how these situations went, but like, how often have we seen an AEW somebody parked for like a year at a time? Britt Baker, Thunder Rosa had her injury, but then quite a while there, Serena Deeb, Ricky Starks, Miro, Scorpio Sky. It happens all the time. AEW has wasted millions of dollars on this. Millions of dollars. You have Rocky Romero in that company. He is one of the greatest communicators in the history of pro wrestling. I would utilize that. I would utilize that. All due respect to the guy they have doing contracts right now. You need a wrestling guy or an agent doing those as opposed to the person who's doing them. And if I were a sports agent, I would be working in deals, in all of your AEW deals, that talent have an out clause if they're not used within a certain amount of time. Anthony Pride says, any word on an ROH TV deal? There was an offer at one point, but it wasn't to AEW's liking, to what I understood. I'll work on more of that on Select, but yeah, there was one on the table. It just didn't make a lot of sense. And I think they ended up getting another piece of content for that. Benny says, all these people act like they want AEW to die until it does. And suddenly these people lose their lazy content money too. Yes, exactly. Like, the grifters will lose an awful lot of their content if AEW is gone. Then what are they going to do? Hate on TNA, which is in bed with WWE now. I mean, they did for a while, right? To me, I haven't seen anything in AEW so consistently terrible where I'm like, oh my God, it's going to die. I don't see that. I don't see that. Shut up, Terry says, any word on how Max will be releasing AEW content? Boy, I wish I could give you the answer to this. I know that they, I know that they planned on rolling that out towards the latter half of the year. As far as pay-per-views, I think it'll be just the price of a pay-per-view with Max deducted from it. Have you seen Luke Thomas's video on Ari Emanuel potentially targeting the Ali Act for revision or repeal? I haven't seen the video, but I'm familiar with it. And the Ali Act is very important to the financial success of boxers. And it's why boxers make so much more money than MMA fighters. Of course, Ari Emanuel would want to revise or repeal that because it's not good for him, because they can't, you know, rake boxers over the coals like they do MMA fighters. Like, it's why the disparity in income between those two is categorically different. Way different. Peyton Carter says, have you had the opportunity to see Zack Sabre Jr. versus Goto yet? It was incredible. Same with Oleg and Takeshita and Gabe and Tsuji. That G in IWGB stands for Goto. I did get to watch those. First off, Gabe Kidd's one of my favorite performers in the world. Yota Tsuji is a guy that they see as like a big, big future name in New Japan. Those two guys, couple of anchors right there. Oleg, amazing. The fact that they were able to work with Takeshita as well and get him in, boy, that reinvigorates that brand as well. Then Zack Sabre Jr. versus Goto is one of the best New Japan matches I have seen in years. Like, especially, okay, talk about outside of Wrestle Kingdom, outside of, like, you know, G1 Climax stuff, up there among the best matches I have seen in New Japan. And Zack Sabre Jr. is incredible. Goto, even though Goto has been around forever, right? It felt so fresh. It felt so new. It felt so different. And those six names that you mentioned, Peyton, oh, it, not to steal a line from AEW, but it did restore the feeling, so to speak. Like, they needed some fresh names. Okada's gone, man. Osprey had a lot of juice left in him, but he's gone. He's gone. Tanahashi's wrapping it up. Tetsuya Naito ain't exactly what he used to be. You need the new blood. And New Japan has that. How'd you go about bringing Young Bucks back on AEW TV? I would have Osprey and Omega overwhelmed by either the Death Riders or Don Callis family. Probably Death Riders, honestly. Then you could go into the Kenny Mox thing. And I would have Osprey say, like, man, listen, I know you don't trust them, but we need them. And he can say, you didn't trust me either. And I proved that I could be trusted. You need them. And who are them? Who are them? Well, we see who them are when they come out. And Kenny Omega side-eyes them, but they go through it. And they hug afterwards. And then you do a thing that explains the split. Corey, thank you for the super chat. If you have a question there. Here we go. People do not realize how bad wrestling was post 2001 for the guys and girls. Yeah. Not until a number of years later was TNA able to sign people to deals that rivaled WWE. And then the schedule also made a big difference. Zaref, thanks you so much. Says recent subscriber to the Patreon, eating up all this news. Keep up the amazing work. I love it, man. I love reporting wrestling news. Really do. Your go-away Heat Mount Rushmore. Ooh. Okay. You have to have X-Pac on there because they named it after him. But I just want to say, I love X-Pac. And there was never, never a point where I had go-away Heat with him. But because they named it that, got to have that. Jeff Jarrett, mid-2000s TNA, definitely on there, definitely on there. Hogan, post-racism exposure. And let's see. I can't say Jericho now. Can't say Jericho now. Somebody who is a bad. Is that Rohit Raju? Is that the shoot Rohit Raju in here? That man, 234 years old. He's still got abs. It's insane. Mm. That last one, though. Tessa, right now. Bam. There you go. No, not Big Boss Man. Not Big Boss Man. You go to hell with this. You go to hell with this. Big Boss Man had real heat. He had real heat. He cooked a dog. He had a match where a dog shit outside the ring. Ah. Oh. Rohit says, how dare you? I wish I looked like you at this stage of my life. I wish I looked like you at any stage of my life, Rohit Raju. Jade update. Do you think she appears before Mania? They're clearing her with their doctors at the PC, and she's been there for a few weeks. But, yeah. Why no Jericho, if you don't mind me asking? I'll give you this one for free because you subscribe to Fightful Select. It was because I don't think that it's more than Hogan, who was one of the most the most beloved wrestler of all time at one point, and now a lot of people hate him. Tessa, who I believe sincerely in my heart right now, from a pure talent perspective, is a world champion, WWE, possible WrestleMania main event level in-ring talent, but people are like, no, you did horrible things, go away. Jericho's is like just a little annoying, and Peyton mentions he's doing good work with Bandido. That's why. And X-Pac had it named after him. You know what I mean? And I love him. But Peyton says, do you know AEW's thoughts on Bandido? Personally, I think he's top tier in the ring, future world champ, face of AEW. Bandido has grown so much, especially as far as like ring psychology the last few years. I remember one time I saw him do the spot that I hate in general, where somebody's like leaning on the ropes like this and they're holding onto the top rope waiting on the leg drop. He had his opponent sit there. He ran across the ring, walked to the outside, hopped to the top rope and did a springboard 450. And I was like, maybe not for me. Then I see his work these days and he puts in those entertaining elements like the duel with Brian Keith. Phenomenal spot. Incredible spot. And it was so good. And I know that they like him because they had immediately planned a push for him. And I think he's going to win the ROH title. I think that was their plan as well. But he's wonderful now. Lean into Bandido as the name. Listen, the Cowboys are in right now. Not the Dallas Cowboys. They suck. They're horrible. Our dude Rohit says, saw you were live, wanted to step in and say hello. Keep killing it, bro. Take care. One of the brilliant wrestling minds, Rohit Raju. If you guys go back and watch. I got TNA to get him on to do a preview of a pay-per-view that they did. And it was such a fun show. But I learn something every time I do an interview with Rohit Raju because he is a brilliant gentleman. Not to put them over too much. Kenny G says, can you talk more about how WBD saying AEW is among the highest live shows on Max? Love that for them. Definitely says a lot. Happy hump. I can provide quite a bit of detail on this. So I think based on our reporting over the last year and a half, and our timelines of when things would be announced, and the fact that we had every single thing that was going to be in that press release before it dropped, we've got some pretty good connections at WBD. And if I don't, Andrew Zarian of Beyond the Bell does. Please check out that show Tuesday mornings. So every so often, I hit up contacts at WBD. Obviously far less than I did as the deal was set to be announced. And I said, what can you tell us about the viewership? Because what we see is the television viewership stay pretty steady. It's around that 600 range. Now, what I'll ask our chat, put in the chat right now, put in the comments below after this video, how do you watch AEW? Do you watch it on TBS? Do you watch it on Max? Do you illegally stream it? I ain't going to tell on you. Are you watching it on Triller with a VPN? How are you watching it? And then let's see how this unfolds. Now, here we go. Max, 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 Max. We finally got Triller, TBS, Triller, Max, TBS, Demon Diva, Fight TV or whatever it's called. You got that VPN. We got Triller, Nord, TBS, Triller, Triple H, HBO Max. Max. So what would you guys say here? We got TBS, Triller. I'm saying like in this chat, we're leaning towards like what? Probably 70-ish TBS, but I canceled YouTube TV last week. Buddy, I am so close to it. So I'm this close to canceling YouTube TV. In fact, like let me put up a poll right now in our chat. Because I got a couple more of these. Like, Listen, it's been 70 minutes here. You guys are still keeping the super chats rolling. I'm digging this. Maybe I should just fire Jimmy and do shows myself from now on. I probably should have just had Luis do this since he's moderating this show. Like, I want to see, because I ran one of these polls on my Twitter, and I was shocked at how different it was. Do they not have poll options on here now? What's going on? Luis needs a raise. Luis is going to be running Fightful Espanol, so Luis is going to end up getting a raise. Damn. I thought that I could run a poll on here. You used to be able to. This is stupid. Engage with your audience. There we go. Here we go. How do you... I'm going to go to an ad read real quick. I'm going to hang out here for a few minutes, but... Helix is going to get a free one here.
I can't begin to tell you guys the value of a good night's sleep. It changed my life when I changed my sleeping habits. And HelixSleep.com/Fightful was a part of that before we even did business with them. I wanted to find a new mattress and I wanted to make sure I had the one that was right for me. I went to HelixSleep.com. I took their sleep quiz, got matched up to one of their models. And it's taken me from just a back sleeper to also a side sleeper, which gets me a better night's sleep in general. They have a 100-night risk-free trial. If you want to send it back, they'll come get it. They've got flexible financing plans. They've always got great deals over at HelixSleep.com/Fightful. Ideally, you're spending at least one-third of your life in your bed. Make sure that you invest in your sleep. It's something that you're using a great portion of your life. You want to check them out. They've got a 10 to 15 year warranty, free U.S. shipping with quick, no contact delivery. Setup is so easy, and they got 30,000 plus 5-star reviews at helixsleep.com/Fightful.
Y'all send me a lot more super chats when it's just me. Like, what does that say about Jimmy? How can Jimmy look at himself in the mirror and reckon with that he costs Fightful money? Please remember, subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. As we accrue these numbers from our audience, Heavy Metal Chris says, a couple of years ago, these fans were up TK's ass. Now they're turned because it's a cool thing to do. Bandwagon jumping. Do you think we'll ever see ECW and WCW on Netflix? They're on Peacock right now. The libraries are on Peacock. Yes, RIP. WWE Network. It's a bummer. And I'd gotten, like, you can see my physical media there. I got rid of some of the pay-per-views that I had there because I thought, oh, what the hell? They'll be around forever. Now I don't know. I think they probably will be, but I don't think that we're going to end up with those libraries on Netflix. No. As far as fans turning on Tony Khan, which, by the way, I'll ask Luis, please check our Humper chats. And guys, please leave a thumbs up. Not everything stays hot all the time. I will say, and John, if you want this announced or read, you got to send a super chat or Humper chat. There are cycles of things being cool and things being not cool. It's just, I think a lot of AEW fans are exhausted by it because I just don't get it. I just don't get it. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Like, and I don't mean don't comment on it. It absolutely shouldn't be a thing like, oh, well, they shouldn't be criticized or anything like that. No, absolutely criticize them. When you make it your personality and not just, oh, well, this sucks. It's posting things that are very clearly out of context and then being like, that's crazy. Come on. But the thing is, whether it be hating on WWE, hating on AEW, hating on TNA, hating on New Japan, a lot of those people are appealing to the lowest common denominator. And it works. Listen, I pointed it out about the Royal Rumble. I was like, listen, they can say that they meant Dave Meltzer and Mike Johnson, even though we didn't report anything about Alexa Bliss till the day of, and it was right. But they knew, Triple H knew what he was doing, feeding that to Barrett and Triple H. He was hoping that the lowest common denominator fan would hear that and be like, well, we don't ever listen to news now. We don't do that. It's just, a lot of these people, listen, there are a lot of content creators out there as well that want to appeal to the lowest common denominator. Good luck with that. Good luck. Good luck making that financially viable for a very, very long time. Our friend Eboo in the chat, drop the wine emojis for Eboo. Love Eboo here. And again, I want to say that doesn't mean AEW or anybody else is exempt from criticism. It should absolutely be criticized when necessary. But I'm like, man, I just can't imagine making your personality something like that. Love for Boost says, are AEW pay-per-views going to stream on Max? They are, but they're not going to be free on Max at all. And people are asking about the pay-per-view price on Max. I'll tell you guys exactly what I expect is AEW pay-per-views on Max, and it'll just be the price of Max deducted from that. That's what I think. Any plans to reunite Aussie Open, or are they going to keep Kyle Fletcher as a singles act? I love Mark Davis. They need to keep Kyle Fletcher as a singles act. He's next up. He's ready to go. He's ready to go. Okay. So, these poll, and by the way, Kyle Fletcher looks insane right now. Insane right now. In incredible shape. So, I am going to look at these poll results. Oh, okay. We got Nick LaFleur saying, what do you think the odds of a TNA wrestler winning the NXT title or vice versa are? I think pretty solid. And I think that would lend to the partnership an awful lot, doing something like that. I thought it would happen before. I thought Jordan might win the title and then switch over. WWE fine with Hogan after his racism scandals and still want him on TV, but they don't want Tessa? ? Well, also, listen, Hogan was a bigger star than Tessa. Hogan is he's on TV with the president, a lot of stuff like that. There are a lot more. Also, the Hogan thing was probably 5 years before that. I don't have to agree with it, but I understand how WWE tries to reckon with it. They have a sponsorship deal with Hogan's beer. JM Melagrito says AEW needs to stream Max overseas, like Southeast Asia. Yeah, they need to get TV deals in as many places as humanly possible. That's the ideal method. That's the ideal way. Okay. Let me check these poll results. Right now, 48% Max, 25% TBS, 15% illegal stream, 12% Triller. So you can largely throw Triller out of the way because that's probably international viewers or NordVPN.com/Fightful viewers. If you're streaming it illegally, you do still get commercials. So that is something that, you know, you do kind of figure out if it's a live situation. But if half your audience is streaming on Max, and let me tell you, that is skewed. It is not half their audience, but is it unreasonable to say that it's 10%. So what, it'd be an extra 60,000? I think it's a lot more than that. I don't think it's skewed that much. So say it's a quarter. That'd be 150,000. Well, then they're in the 750 to 800 range. And then that's without the illegal streaming and all that stuff as well. I think that a real deep dive on a few polls would be integral in determining what their viewership is like. But I walked away from that comment, the information that I said that I could provide. So I hit up WBD and I'm like, what can you tell us about the viewership? And they're like, well, they keep Max viewership very close to the vest, even to the person that I was talking to who was very plugged in. They said, but it is among the top live sports every single week on Max. And that includes the NBA stuff, the NCAA stuff, NHL stuff, a whole lot going on there. Guys, if you all don't mind, leave us a thumbs up. I've went 80 freaking minutes. Love it. I've really enjoyed this show with you guys today. We're doing the solo Monday Night Raw shows now, which eventually I'll have a co-host back there for that. But right now I'm liking doing it myself. Love for Boost says, if you noticed how Fletcher is swole and a shaved head, has adopted some of Randy Orton's moveset. Fight me, Pepsi Phil. I said it. Oh, I love it. I'm pretty sure that Seth Rollins also brought up movesets the other day or a couple weeks ago. Jules Max says, just a high, quick thank you to you and all the team for all the fun and entertainment. Joel is always wrong. Yes, he is always wrong. For sure, always wrong. 100%. Guys, I want to thank you all so much for joining me. Again, please leave a thumbs up on this video. It goes a long way in YouTube finding, like, people finding us on here, and the algorithm does not favor us. You guys want us to do interviews and stuff like that, live streams every day. Algorithm doesn't like it. Doesn't like it at all. So subscribe. We are trying some new marketing methods to get those subscribers up. But also go to FightfulSelect.com. Check out those new info docs we have here on YouTube. And I want to thank our moderator, Luis, for offering to do this show. He's not going to be here tonight. So I'm very glad he moderated this show because you guys went crazy. So thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.